CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
That, dear. I'll never in my life hear chimes again. I won't immediately think of London and just relive everything all over again.
Mm-hmm. Now, you better get dressed. You've only got one last day in England. We leave for Paris tonight, remember?
I think sounds and smells bring back memories more than anything, don't you? I never smell a gardenia. I don't immediately feel 15 years old again. Going to the junior prom in my first long dress, and Bobby Paulson standing at the door handing me my first corsage. Two big white gardenias.
I'll be probably tied up on business all day, winding up things at our agency here. Look, what are you and Aunt Effie and Betsy planning
when
to do today?
When I saw them, I said, oh, they're beautiful, and Bob said they ought to be. They cost me $3.
Mm. What did?
Oh, gardenias Bob gave me.
Bob who?
Bob Paulson. Oh, I was just saying that Big Ben's chimes will always remind me of London, just as gardenias remind me of Bob Paulson. Oh, forget it.
You mean all those gardenias I've given you always reminded you of some other guy?
Oh, forget it. I should never have meant. Where's the clothes pack?
Huh?
The clothes pack. The folding clothes pack with all my dresses and Aunt Effie's in it.
What do you mean? Don't look at me.
It isn't here. It's in the wardrobe. Didn't the bellhop bring it up with the rest of our suitcases when we got back to London last night?
Well, I don't know. I just told him to unload the car and bring things up. Don't tell me you left the clothes back at Kenway Castle.
No, I know. I did. Well, I rang for Marlowe and told him to put things in the car, and I checked our bedroom before we left. Call the car, please. See if it was left in the car.
Oh,
it has all our dresses in it for the entire European trip.
I never knew.
School bells will soon be ringing again, and answering the call to classes this fall will be more than 1 million new pupils. Of course, they will all be entering the schools in your community, but there is bound to be a sizable increase in enrollment almost everywhere. Are your schools ready to receive these new pupils? If your community has been wide awake, it made provision some time ago for constant expansion of its school facilities. But there are areas where more has to be done to provide an adequate education for our young people. There's nothing so precious as a sound education, and nothing so necessary. So do your part to see that the children in your town get the kind of education they deserve. For information on what you can do, write to Better Schools, 9 East 40th Street, New York 16. That's Better Schools, 9 East 40th Street, New York 16.
Hello. Yes. That's right. You did. There isn't. Yes. Yo, well, thanks for looking. I'm sorry to bother you. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't left in the car.
Did the man go out and look in the car?
Well, you heard me, didn't you? I hung on the phone there for 15 minutes while he sent somebody out to look.
Well, are you sure he looked in the same car that we rented? Maybe he looked in the wrong car. Yeah.
Why would he look
that's
in the wrong
possible.
Car?
It's
honestly,
possible.
The man looked in the same car we rented. Said there was nothing in it.
You should have described the clothes pack to him better.
Yeah.
Maybe
car.
He didn't understand what you meant. You should have explained that it looks like a suitcase, but it isn't. That you can hang clothes.
And look, in the same car we rented for the past week, there was no suitcase in it of any kind,
I wish we'd go down to the lobby again and ask the desk clerk. Maybe when the bellhop brought it in, it was left in the lobby.
I have been down to the desk. I have asked the desk clerk. I have asked the bellhop. I talked to the bellhop who brought our luggage up. He took what we had directly out of the car. He put it on the elevator and brought it directly to our room. He doesn't remember, naturally, whether or not there was a clothes pack. I honestly don't know what the matter
is. Just dandy.
Well, I can't help it. I did all the best I could.
Are we going to have breakfast? I'm hungry.
When did you last see the clothes packed?
At 10 weeks after yesterday when we packed up. I know, I didn't leave it there. I told you I packed everything.
And I brought my dresses into the room, and we put them in.
That's right. Then I ran for Marlo, asked him to put things in the car, then we went down to talk to Lord and Lady Kimberly.
Oh,
Kimberly.
I don't
when
know.
Are we going to have breakfast?
Are you sure Marlo put everything into the car?
Marlo, good heavens, the typical English butler or whatever he is. I don't know. I can't imagine Marlo making a mistake like
Marlo,
that, no.
You can't go through France and Italy with just the suits we have on. You better put an ad in the paper.
Yes.
Ad in the paper? Who's going to read it? We're leaving London tonight.
I'm hungry.
I think the best thing to do is call Kenway Castle and see if by any chance you left the clothes there.
I know I didn't. And I certainly don't want to bother Lord and Lady Kenway. We caused them enough trouble last week.
Dogs, when are we
going to
have breakfast?
Oh, for Pete's sake, will you take her down and start breakfast?
What are you going to do?
Well, knowing you, I'm going to phone Kenway Castle and make sure.
Oh, well, all right. Come on, Betsy. I know.
Gee, I'm so hungry. Aren't you going to eat anything?
I'm not very hungry, dear. And don't talk with your mouth full, please, Betsy. Annette and I are worried.
I spent $42 on that lace dress. I haven't even worn it yet. I was saving it for Paris.
I know. I'm sorry, Aunt. I really don't understand it.
What about Daddy?
No.
He's shaking his head.
Oh, dear. No.
No.
Who did you talk to?
Marlowe himself.
What did he say?
He said, and I quote, "Oh, no, sir, nothing was left, sir. I most definitely placed all the luggage in the car."
Just tell us.
Well, I did.
Well, I can't imagine. We drove straight through to London. What could have happened to us?
We stopped for tea at Oxford, and we didn't look in the car. I bet it was stolen.
Oh.
That's right. I said to you at the time, don't you think we should lock the car? And you're the one who said, "Oh,
no. Boy, now it is my fault.
I didn't say that, dear.
Look, when we started on the trip, I said, wherever we go, each person is to keep an eye on his own suitcase just to make sure, right?
Right now.
All right. Now, look, I am sorry, but I can't even discuss it anymore. You and Aunt Effie will have to try and track it down for yourselves because I have got business to attend to. Remember, we leave the hotel tonight at 8:30. We go to Victoria Station. Remember now, Victoria Station, where we catch the train for Paris. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, we have to check out of here by noon.
The train to Paris?
Yes, the train to Paris. Now, if we don't check out of the hotel by noon, we will be charged for another day.
Yes, so
I suggest, if you don't mind, that you check out and leave the luggage in the check room here at the hotel.
Now, take a train to Paris. There certainly isn't a bridge over the English Channel.
Oh, honestly, Aunt Effie, the train goes to Dover. Then it is put on a ferry boat, lands at Dunkirk, and the train goes on to Paris. Now, I'll be back at the hotel here about dinner time. So
the train is put on a ferry boat?
Yes. Keep trying, Effie. On a ferry boat or a barge or something. Anyhow, it is taken across the channel.
Well, I'm certainly not going on anything like that.
Oh, Aunt Effie, now look, we've got more important problems.
No, why, that train could roll right off the ferry boat or the barge, or we'd be dumped in the English Channel.
Would we be drowned?
Certainly.
Stop! Why do you say things like that right in front of Betty?
Look, for him, waitress, for heaven's sake,
to begin
keep
with,
our voices down.
When we get on the train, we have sleeping compartments. You'll go to sleep and you'll wake up in Paris tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Good morning. Orange juice, toast, and coffee. That's all.
Not you. I wouldn't say the wink. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Aunt Effie, it is perfectly safe.
No.
They fasten the train out so it can't roll off. Don't they?
Of course they fasten it on for people. That ferry train to Paris has been running for years. Millions of people have taken it.
Well, I'm not going to.
All right.
And if we don't, we have enough to think about right now. We've lost all our clothes. And I don't see how we can leave London until we find them, dear.
Well, we're at the bottom of the English Channel. I guess we won't need any
more.
I am not going to be on any train that just rides right onto a ferry boat. I don't even like to be in a car and drive onto a ferry boat. I'm always afraid it's going to slip right down into the water.
Oh, cancel my breakfast. I cannot take this anymore. I should have known better than to bring my family on a business trip. I should have known. Now, in case I am tied up even for dinner, here are your tickets. And clothes or no clothes, ferry boat or no ferry boat, all those who wish to go to Paris, be at Victoria Station tonight, no later than 9:30.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. September is a very important month for your child. He's starting back to school. That means the beginning of 9 or 10 months, during which he'll be depending not only on his brains, but also on his eyes. While you're planning to buy new school clothes and school supplies, how about taking time to have his eyes checked? Our eyes are among our most precious possessions. They can never be replaced. Yet far too many people neglect them. This year, there will be about 29,000 new cases of blindness in the United States. Half of them could have been prevented with proper detection and care. Children at school and adults at work are often subject to eye strain and eye injuries. Right now, during sight-saving month, have your child's eyes checked, your own too. For a free leaflet on eye care, write Prevention of Blindness, Box 426, Radio City, New York, 19, New York. That's Prevention of Blindness, Box 426, Radio City, New York, 19, New York.
Yes, yeah, I see it, I see it. Compartment 14. Thank you, Porter. Oh, well.
Hi. I was worried about you. Saying about to leave.
Yeah, I know. I got tied up. That's right, Porter. I'm sorry. Well, did you find your clothes?
No.
Oh? Aunt Effie decided to come along?
Oh, yes. She's putting Betsy to bed in the next compartment. However, Aunt Effie is not going to get undressed. She is going to sit up all night in her clothes. So in case the train isn't fast and tight to the ferry boat, it starts to roll off, she can make a jump for it, I guess, and swim the English Channel.
Oh, well, it's the season for it, anyhow. Boy, Aunt Effie, she's something, isn't she? Look, honey, I'm sorry I was cross this morning.
Yeah.
Sorry about your clothes, too. Maybe you can pick up something kind of snazzy in Paris, huh?
No, I didn't allow in my travel budget anything for buying clothing.
Well, even so. You might be able to find some things there.
I guess in the future when I hear the word clothes pack, that's what's going to remind me of London instead of Big Ben Chimes.
Yes,
you know,
wait, quiet.
What? What's
the
matter?
He's calling me.
Huh?
Look, it's Marlowe. That's Marlowe running down the platform. All right, Marlowe. Hello, here we are.
Oh, goodness, yeah. We've got my clothes packed. You got the window and grab it? No,
good evening, sir. Good evening, madam.
Good evening.
Your clothes packed out. Yes, sir. Pull it up to me.
Oh, Marlowe, where was it?
Okay, I got it. Thank you. Hang in the wardrobe, madam. I can't tell you how sorry I am to have overlooked it.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. I left it hanging in the wardrobe until the last minute so our dresses wouldn't wrinkle. And I forgot to tell you it was in it. Oh, my fault.
Marlowe, did you drive all the way down to London from Kenway Castle just to bring this? Marlowe, stand back without the train's leaving.
It was quite all right, sir.
Thank you.
Lord and Lady Kimberly sent MacArthur. They hope you've enjoyed your trip to England, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. MacArthur will be killed. Stand back. We're moving.
Edgar.
Come back.
England soon, sir. Oh, we will.
Goodbye, Marlowe. Goodbye.
Oh,
for heaven's sake.
Look at Aunt Effie.
Falling
asleep with her clothes on, even her hat.
Yeah, well, let her sleep. When she wakes up, she'll be in Paris.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Anthony Kemble Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.